Even if the training was engaging, here's reason number two, you likely didn't spend much time figuring out how to translate the new insights into action so you'd do things differently. When you got back to the office, the status quo flexed its impressive muscles, got you in a headlock, and soon had you doing things exactly the way you'd done them before. The third reason is that the seemingly simple behavior change of giving a little less advice and asking a few more questions is surprisingly difficult. You've spent years delivering advice and getting promoted and praised for it. You're seen to be adding value, and you've the added bonus of staying in control of the situation. On the other hand, when you're asking questions, you might feel less certain about whether you're being useful, the conversation can feel slower, and you might feel like you've somewhat lost control of the conversation. And indeed, you have. That's called empowering. Put like that, it doesn't sound like that good an offer. But it's not that hard, really. At my company, Box of Crayons, we've trained more than 10,000 busy managers like you in practical coaching skills. Over the years, we've come to hold these truths to be self-evident. Coaching is simple. In fact, this book's 7 essential questions give you most of what you need. You can coach someone in 10 minutes or less. And in today's busy world, you have to be able to coach in 10 minutes or less. Coaching should be a daily, informal act, not an occasional, formal, "It's coaching time" event. You can build a coaching habit, but only if you understand and use the proven mechanics of building and embedding new habits. But why bother to change things up? Why would you want to build a coaching habit? Here's why it's worth the effort. The essence of coaching lies in helping others and unlocking their potential. But I'm sure you're already committed to being helpful, and that hasn't led to your coaching more often. So let's look at why coaching others helps you. It lets you work less hard and have more impact. When you build a coaching habit, you can more easily break out of 3 vicious circles that plague our workplaces, creating overdependence, getting overwhelmed, and becoming disconnected. Circle number 1, creating overdependence. You may find that you've become part of an overdependent team. There's a double whammy here. First, you've trained your people to become excessively reliant on you, a situation that turns out to be disempowering for them and frustrating for you. And then, as an unwelcome bonus, because you've been so successful in creating this dependency that you now have too much work to do, you may also have become a bottleneck in the system. Everyone loses momentum and motivation. The more you help your people, the more they seem to need your help. The more they need your help, the more time you spend helping them. Building a coaching habit will help your team be more self-sufficient by increasing their autonomy and sense of mastery, and by reducing your need to jump in, take over, and become the bottleneck. Circle number 2, getting overwhelmed. You may also be overwhelmed by the quantity of work you have. It doesn't matter if you've mastered all the productivity hacks in the world. The faster you dig, the faster the world keeps flooding in. As you're pulled in different directions by proliferating priorities, distracted by the relentless ping of email and hustling from meeting to meeting, you lose focus. The more you lose focus, the more overwhelmed you feel. The more overwhelmed you feel, the more you lose focus. Building a coaching habit will help you regain focus so you and your team can do the work that has real impact, and so you can direct your time, energy, and resources to solving the challenges that make a difference. Circle number 3, becoming disconnected. Finally, you may be disconnected from the work that matters. My previous book, Do More Great Work, had as its foundation